Y weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower 70s with wind gusts as high as 30. For tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. We'll see highs around 90. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely in the mid-60s. For Friday, mostly cloudy. We'll continue with showers and storms in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 84.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA announcing the purchases of more than $2.2 billion in food items for fiscal year 2019 and 2020. The purchases are part of the ongoing efforts to feed people in need and assist American farmers and ranchers suffering from damage due to unjustified trade retaliation by foreign nations. USDA is on target to reach its fiscal year goal of about $1.4 billion of trade mitigating purchases in the next phase of fiscal year purchasing that will end September 30th. The purchases were made through the Food Purchase and Distribution Program. That's one of three USDA programs in its support packages for farmers. Most of the food purchased is provided to states for distribution to nutrition assistance programs like the Emergency Food Assistance Program and Child Nutrition Programs. The purchases include meat, fruits, vegetables, specialty crops, and dairy products. The Food Purchase and Distribution Program established in fiscal year 2019 to assist U.S. producers by purchasing commodities that have been unfairly targeted by trading partners. Staying at home means snacking for more Americans. Amid orders to shelter in place, many Americans have turned to snacking for comfort. A new survey conducted in May in partnership with California Walnuts and Kelton Global explored the snacking behavior of Americans and how they've changed since the shelter-in-place mandates were implemented. About 1 in 2 Americans, 48%, confessed they're snacking more than before the pandemic began. 2 in 5, or about 40% of those, expect to see this behavior continue after the shelter-in-place mandates are lifted. Now, Americans are mostly torn when it comes to the perfect flavor profile for their snacks. The preference for sweet snacks at 57% currently edge out salty at 43%. Comfort, first priority, and 75% note that they are not trying to eat healthier than usual. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
When farmers need to talk business goals, Blue Valley Insurance agents are uniquely qualified to listen. Our agents can assist you in developing a comprehensive risk management package for your entire farming operation, be it farm property, livestock, crop insurance, or liability coverage to protect your assets. You'll get service from an agent that'll help you protect what matters most. We are Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and we are here to take care of you.
Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas State Fair is still considering whether it will be held in September or whether it will be canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Cake News reports that Robin Jennison, the general manager for the fair, is meeting with local health officials and the governor before presenting the plan to the board and making their final decision.
Everything else is in place for the Kansas State Fair, with the exception of the final decision, which will be up to our board. The staff is confident that we can have a fair and have it be as safe as other activities that are going on around the state today.
The city of Hutchinson and Reno County are both concerned that if the fair does not happen, that it could be a huge financial toll on the community. In other news, the Kansas State Athletic Department has confirmed yesterday that 2 student athletes have tested positive for the active COVID-19 virus. Cake News reports. State and national, along with CDC guidelines. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019 2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says a Minnesota truck driver has died in a crash in northeastern Kansas. Cake News reports that the crash happened on Monday morning on U.S. Highway 81 in Republic County, killing 33-year-old David Fronning of Breckenridge, Minnesota. Investigators say Fronning was driving a semi-truck southbound on the highway when it went into a ditch, hit an embankment, and went airborne before crashing into trees. It came to a rest on its side in a field. Authorities did say that Fronning did die at the scene. And a man who was shot and killed by Kansas law enforcement was wanted in a Nebraska killing. Omaha, Nebraska police said the man who was killed on Monday is 31-year-old Nicholas Hirsch, a white man who faced a first-degree murder arrest warrant for the shooting death Thursday of 41-year-old John Miles of Council Bluff, Iowa. The U.S. Marshals Service said it appeared and the suspect had been in Kansas since Friday when a car was stolen from Clay Center. The Kansas Highway Patrol spotted the car near Perry Lake in northeast Kansas and pursued it to Lawrence. The patrol says he was shot after pointing a gun at officers. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier on a Wednesday.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. Nebraska state officials say another employee in the state's prison system has tested positive for COVID-19, and health officials in eastern Nebraska say a second child in the Omaha area has been diagnosed with a rare and serious inflammatory condition that's linked to coronavirus. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said late Monday that the latest prison staffer to be infected works at the Omaha Correctional Center and is self-isolating at home. The latest case brings the number of prison employees infected statewide to 20. Authorities in western Nebraska have identified a motorcyclist who died in a collision with a car near Scotts Bluff. The Scotts Bluff County Sheriff's Office said yesterday in a news release that 61-year-old William Muir of Morrill died in the Sunday morning crash on Highway 26. Investigators believe he failed to negotiate a curve. I'm Rick Everett with your Wednesday Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The wind farm project dominated much of a discussion at last week's meeting of Marshall County Commissioners. No public meeting has been set up yet. The board advises we're not to that point. This will be a long process. As we move through the process, the board will accumulate written correspondence and will address all concerns. Commissioners can be reached via mail or their respective email addresses. We've posted those on our website. Barb Kiekhafer at bkiekhafer at mscoks.org, Tom Holly at tholly at mscoks.org, or Keith Bramhall at kbramhall at mscoks.org. Commissioners were asked if a landowner has already signed a lease with NextEra, if it's possible to back out of a lease. The board responded that question is between the landowner and NextEra. The board has no control. Commissioner stated the board's job is to ensure setbacks are appropriate and entering into a road use agreement for the integrity and maintenance of county and township roads. A neighbor in attendance last week stated she and her neighbors do not want the route to go past their homes on Wildcat Road. One operates a business and needs uninterrupted internet and feels turbines could affect that. It was expressed that non-participating landowners should have a voice. NextEra Wind Farm Special Counsel gave a basic update regarding project footprint, boundaries, and payment in lieu of taxes. Commissioners met with representatives of several engineering firms familiar with wind farm development, considering their qualifications. Among items stressed by these representatives were reviewing the haul routes to ensure the integrity of all roads are maintained, assuring that all specs of the project are followed, allowing shutdown of construction on site if not, and the process of decommissioning sites. It was noted that decommissioning is generally more a part of the agreement between the developer and the landowner. Public Works Administrator will be working on next year's budget and will assess the amount of money being spent on repairs. In the future, the county might look into some type of lease plan on a rotation basis for department trucks. Ed Henry with Twin Valley Developmental Services met to introduce the board to Mike Peschel, who's been training to replace Henry upon his retirement. Peschel will commute to Greenlee from Manhattan. He has prior experience working as a contractor for foster care, DCF eligibility, and long-term care facilities. Agency on Aging is not getting much guidance from the state regards reopening. They have resumed dine-in services, and the buildings open daily from 11:30 to 1:30. They do continue to provide carry-out meals as well. Out-of-town transportation for medical appointments only is also being offered now, as well as in-county transportation by appointment. A small business loan program being initiated was discussed. The application process is available on the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website. That group will process the applications for eligibility, and the county will distribute funds at their discretion. County Clerk's Office will have the official documents available and will track all transactions for grant dollars. A promissory note and personal guarantee document will be submitted for each application. Marshall County Commissioners will be discussing the proposed jail project in the near future. Budget work for the 2021 year is beginning, and the 2019 audit's being performed. These are two crucial components in whether to move forward with the project or not. Washington County Commissioners at last week's meeting heard concerns with trash hauls not covered. It was advised that a fee be assessed for those loads not tarped down. A reminder, the transfer station in Washington County is now open the first and third Saturdays each month. Commissioners commented on positive public feedback regarding reopening the county without restrictions. Kansas Department of Transportation has begun work on a 12-mile stretch of U.S. 36 Highway from west of Washington that will include mill and overlay work, as well as widening shoulders. Work to the Haddam Corner will create traffic delays with a pilot car used during daylight hours. The $6.6 million project is expected to be complete by November. Nemahal County Commissioners will consider adoption of a new neighborhood revitalization program at a public hearing scheduled Monday, June 29th, 10 a.m. in the Commissioners' Room of a Nemahal County Courthouse.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
City of Marysville Swimming Pool opens Monday, June 22nd, open daily from 1 until 8. Individual pool passes are available for $25, family passes $60 at the pool or city hall. Punch cards and daily passes also offered for youth and adults. Social distancing rules in effect, with all COVID-19 restrictions listed on the City of Marysville website. Marysville City Swimming Pool opens Monday, open daily 1 until 8.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We are still seeing some warm temperatures thanks to an upper-level ridge in place. We'll continue to see temperatures in the 90s all across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest into the upper parts of the United States, like I said, in the 80s and 90s. Quiet weather for today, but we do have a low-pressure system. The central low will be moving across the upper parts of the Midwest with a cold front extending into the central parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring us chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the week, continuing into the start of the weekend. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, sunny skies and warm, lower 90s, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lower 70s, with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, sunny skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 90s, and tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely. That's your summary and forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is staff meteorologist Megan Mulford.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature mid-June, 86. Recent record high, 98 in 2016. The average low, 64. The record low, 47 in 1999. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 5:57.
Getting eaten by mosquitoes can be maddening enough. It's even worse when others seem unaffected. It's a look at what makes some people mosquito magnets from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 17th, the 169th day of the year. Musician Barry Manilow celebrates a birthday, and the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York Harbor on this day in 1885. Here's some good news. We know what makes certain people more appetizing than others to mosquitoes. The bad news? Most of it is genetic. There's not a lot you can do about it. It largely has a lot to do with a mix of chemical compounds that live on your skin. Blood type as well plays a role. The insects love type O people the most and type B the least. Here are a few things that may minimize your attractiveness. Experts recommend abstaining from alcohol outdoors, not wearing black clothing, and refraining from vigorous exercise before an outing. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
The annual Summerfield Truck and Tractor Pool will be this Saturday, June 20th. Registration begins at 3:30. The pool starts at 5. Concessions on the ground, coolers allowed for a $10 charge. Bring your lawn chairs, no bleachers on site to allow for social distancing. Sanctioned by the NK Pullers, the Summerfield Truck and Tractor Pull is sponsored by Cook Excavating, Western National Bank, Ura Construction, Liberty Repair and Truck Parts, Linda's Insurance Agency, Truck Repair Plus, Community National Bank, Farmers Cooperative, Matthews and Brothers Seed, Ag Partners, Helena Chemical, Moonlight Restoration, Landall Corporation, Bruni Implement, Landmark Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Kansas State Athletics confirmed yesterday two student athletes have tested positive for active COVID-19 following testing of around 120 student athletes. Our news partners at Cake TV report GoPowerCat.com says one of the student athletes is on the K-State football team. K-State said they're following local, state, and national CDC guidelines, which begins with a self-isolation for 10 days and until the patient is without fever for 72 hours without medication. Georgia cornerback Champ Bailey, Syracuse defensive end Dwight Feeney, and Kansas State running back Darren Sproles will appear on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot for the first time. The National Football Foundation announced the 78 players and 7 coaches from major college football who are up for selection to the Atlanta-based Hall of Fame. The College Hall of Fame class of 2021 will be announced early next year. Mid-America Network Sports.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Coronavirus cases increased in 18 states over the past week, with 6 states reporting more than a 50% jump. And correspondent Erica Hill has details on how the virus is impacting college and professional sports.
Athletes at Ohio State and Indiana University must sign a health pledge as hope dims for a return of Major League Baseball. The league and the players' union still at odds. Meantime, USA Today reporting several players and staff have tested positive. Washington Nationals pitcher Sean Doolittle tweeting in response, the timing of this leak is suspicious and gross.
Elsewhere, the U.S. Tennis Open will take place at the end of August.
It's welcomed news for sports fans craving any sort of organized professional competition.
The U.S. Open is going to be held in Queens, August 31st to September 13th.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, there will be some major changes, one of them being no fans in the stands. Rick Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Game time is the perfect time to fire up a Traeger grill. You can bake a pizza, smoke wings or ribs, or grill steaks. This grill can do it all. Traeger is the original wood pellet grill, and with a full 3-year warranty, makes Traeger grills the best-selling pellet grill on the market. Cromie Lumber in Marysville carries a full line of Traeger grills, accessories, spices, and pellets. Always wanted to try a Traeger before you buy? Then stop in at Cromie Lumber and ask for details to check out their loaner, Little Texas Elite, for a weekend. Only at Cromie Lumber, 609 Carolina in Marysville.
Landall Corporation keeps the world moving with farm equipment, Icon Construction, Landall and Travelong Trailers, material handling equipment, OEM government products, parts and repair service that comes to you. Their products have done the heavy lifting for over 55 years. A focus on high-quality products keeps people on the road, in the field, and down the aisles. Thanks to our employees who do our heavy lifting in every department, every stage. We're looking to add more members to our team. Join us. Landall Corporation, small-town pride, known worldwide.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Not everyone enjoys the intense flavor of radishes. Tame the intensity with proper selection, care, and preparation.
Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The pungent flavor in radishes are due to isothiocyanates. The more of these healthful sulfur-containing compounds in a radish, the hotter the flavor. Some varieties, like French breakfast and white icicle, have a milder flavor, while the black radish is almost as pungent as horseradish. Radishes grown in cooler temperatures and moist soil tend to be less pungent. Provide sufficient water throughout the growing season and harvest when mature. Radishes left in the garden for a few extra weeks develop more of the isothiocyanates, making them more pungent. Cooking and roasting will help tame the pungent flavor of radishes. And try peeling spicy varieties before serving them fresh. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
They are some of the best known and most loved dogs in the world. We'll take a trip to meet them next on the American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook for interviews and news of importance to you.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
Today, just about every American has heard of this organization's name, but few know the story of how it all began.
Our founder, Dorothy Harrison Eustace, was a wealthy woman from Mainline, Philadelphia, and she loved dogs. Dogs were her passion. Her contemporaries loved dogs, but they loved dogs that were bred for the show ring. Dorothy was more interested in the working qualities of her beloved German shepherds.
Dorothy went to Vevey, Switzerland to breed and train dogs for Swiss Army rescue work. She was later asked to write an article for the Saturday Evening Post about dog breeding, and she chose to feature the work done by the Germans who were training dogs to lead blind veterans. She titled that article, The Seeing Eye, after a passage in Scripture and Proverbs. One young man in Tennessee was touched by that article.
No one was more inspired than a young man named Morris Frank. And he was so inspired, he wrote to Dorothy Eustace and he said, "Please train a dog for me. If you do, I'll come back to the United States and I'll help you start a school here."
Rosemary Carroll says the Seeing Eye organization was established in January of 1929. Only dogs trained here can be called Seeing Eye dogs. All others are simply known as guide dogs. Great genetics are the first step in producing the best guides for the blind.
Since 1929, we've produced over 13,000 matches between blind people and seeing eye dogs. At present, we have what we call active graduates. Those are people with seeing eye dogs. That number is about 1,800.
At 8 weeks of age, the puppies go to live with foster families until they reach 18 months of age. At that time, the dogs come back to the seeing eye. An instructor trains 10 dogs at a time for 4 months, and in the fifth month, the dog is matched with a blind person. The process has changed very little over the years, and the price has not changed as well. It's a remarkable story nearing a century of service to the visually impaired. Traveling the countryside in Morristown, New Jersey, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction of antiques and collectibles, including furniture and household items, for the Donna and Nick Crosshour estate, Saturday, June 20th, beginning at 10 a.m. in Frankfort, 801 Kansas. Selling a walnut drop leaf kitchen table and chairs, 8-foot bookcase, end tables, some beds, plant stands, several Red Wing crocks and water coolers, a Red Wing butter churn, other primitive items, glassware including hand-painted bowls and plates, jewelry from the Glennie Galloway estate. They will also be selling guns, including a 12-gauge shotgun and 20-gauge shotgun, household items, lawn and garden items included John Deere, LA-100 rodding mower, 19.5 horse Pullman push mower, and some of the tools and miscellaneous items. This auction for the Donna Nick Crosshour Estate, Saturday, June 20th, begins at 10 a.m. at 801 North Kansas in Frankfort. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers. See the sale bill on our auction website at KNDYRadio.com. There will be a household auction for the heirs of Leo Jim Schramm. Sunday, June 21st, sale begins at 1:30 at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Lawn and garden items include a snapper self-propelled model, mower with bagger, snapper 20-inch snowblower, steel weed trimmer, steel edger, a Works battery-powered shrub trimmer and weed trimmer. Collectible items include lots of K-State items, Pony Express items, advertising items, furniture including multiple dressers, beds, 2- and 3-drawer metal file cabinets and miscellaneous. Also selling kitchenware, household tools and miscellaneous. This household auction for the heirs of Leo Jim Schramm will be Sunday, June 21st. Sale begins at 1:30 at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. Sale conducted by Don Prell Realty and Auction. Sale bill online at DonaldPrellRealtyAuction.com.
Time never stands still, but you can connect with the future by preserving your thoughts and relics. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Delight your descendants by putting together a time capsule as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
In high school, my church opened a 100-year-old time capsule. I thought the contents were boring, just old newspapers and such, no gold or diamonds or human skulls. But the people who put it together wanted to show what life was like a century before. Paul Hudson is the co-founder of the International Time Capsule Society. He says what you put into a capsule depends on the purpose. For example, some families like to show what their land and house were like.
You might relate the house to its environment, pictures of it in the snow, for example. Maybe put in a savings bond, and it would be worth much more when it's to be opened. If you want to show what daily life is like, even something like dental floss would show that you are living your life right, at least according to your dentist.
Hudson advises against burying the time capsule because there's too much moisture in the ground, which could compromise the container and artifacts. The capsule's more likely to be remembered and found later if it's stored above ground. The container can be anything from a garbage bag to an elaborate box, but be sure to let the future generation know when to open it.
The fundamental way is with a plaque, and one that's inspected and doesn't somehow disappear. It would say that, again, there's no rules, but it was closed on such a date, and then mention the retrieval date. And then maybe some sort of script. We seal this time capsule in the hope that our family will be healthy and happy 50 years from now, and this is our way of communicating to them.
Within a family, the best way to remember the capsule is with an oral tradition. Tell your kids and your grandkids about it and make it part of family folklore. Learn more about time capsules at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Stay-at-home order got you feeling blue? Elsie Grace's Gift Shop has the cure. For your blues, that is. The ladies are still cooking up their famous lunch specials Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, for carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery in Frankfurt. You can also pick up casseroles and desserts for your evening meal. Then go to ElsieGrace's1.com to shop. Everything you love about Elsie Grace's is now online. When you shop small, you're supporting a dream. Thank you for shopping at Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfurt. It's something old and something new and always something different every day at the Treasure Chest in Frankfurt. Peruse the array of vintage items from a variety of vendors. Shop modern new products in stock like coffee mugs, baby items, candles, and CBD products. Take a walk down memory lane and take a piece of it home with you. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 to 5. There's always something different every day at the Treasure Chest in Frankfurt.
Agriculture is a stronger agriculture. Farm to Fork is brought to you by Growing Matters. Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure.
Proper pesticide use starts with reading and following the product label. The Growing Matters Coalition shares key advice growers can take to help reduce potential pesticide exposure or harm to insect pollinators. Leslie Garcia is Manager of Sustainability and Stewardship at Valent USA.
It is essential to educate and continuously train anyone who works with pesticides to ensure that stewardship practices are maintained. Be sure that anyone who handles and applies pesticides understands the label on the container. If in doubt, seek clarification from the manufacturer or your local ag advisor or other county or state ag department. The use of integrated pest management and good stewardship practices employs a combination of methods that control pests and minimize risk to pollinators and other beneficial insects.
There's more information at growingmatters.org.
At animal nutrition company Alltech's recent One conference, company president and CEO Mark Lyons said the agriculture industry will come out stronger from this pandemic if it makes a united effort.
Our big idea is that working together, we can actually take a much more proactive approach in our society, and that we can create together a planet of plenty. This vision is of a world of abundance. It's made possible through the adoption of new technologies, better management practices, and new business models. But it's really that new way of thinking and amplifying that message of agriculture, getting it not just to each other and to ourselves, but getting it directly to that consumer, to that regulator, to those governments.
Lyon says adapting is one thing. Being willing to team up and overcome a traditional reluctance to speak up, that, he says, is the challenge.
If we unify and we take action, we can connect with leaders, we can bring about change. If we don't, we will look at ourselves this time next year and say that we missed that golden opportunity.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Ag News of Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we continue on with wheat harvest across the Mid-America region. And some farmers are wrapping up their harvest for different regions as we talk with Josh Beckley, who's down in Spearman, Texas, who wrapped up their wheat harvest and said that everything was right on track, if not just a little bit ahead of schedule.
Probably a little bit ahead of schedule or a little bit ahead of normal, I guess.
He said he has seen a bit of a drastic difference between the dryland wheat quality and the irrigated wheat.
Dryland, I was running a lot of it, about 20 bushels, about 60 pounds protein, you know, somewhere around that 9 to 11%, so not great protein. The irrigated, similar test rate and protein is making, you know, about 70 to 90 bushels.
He said the next step is moving up into the Colby, Kansas area that may begin harvesting in the next 10 days.
It's probably 10 days away on some of it, I expect. Some of it looks like it may be a little longer than that even.
We'll be sure to continue to track the summer harvest as we see it go through the Mid-America region from Texas to the Dakotas right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Summer harvest updates on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriPro Seed, and the U.S. Custom Harvesters. In other news, the hay market trade is slow and demand is light on limited test pass this week, but most producers are wrapping up first cutting of the alfalfa that proves to be 20 to 50% lighter than what it was last year. The brome hay is beginning to get swathed and baled as well with mixed results. Many are reporting that some fields look great while others are sparse. The hot button, so to speak, on everyone's mind right now is the hot, dry, windy weather. Worsening drought conditions are beginning to spread east across the state, and a long, cold drink would be welcome for most. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, despite the hot and dry conditions, abnormal dryness increased to 30 PCT, moderate drought increased to 18. So far, according to the Kansas Department of Agriculture out of Manhattan, Kansas, the tonnage of alfalfa moving out of southwest and south central Kansas so far is 7,050 tons. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2020 Ford vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6120. See dealer for qualifications and complete
details. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Meat production continues to rebound in the U.S. from its low point when dozens of plants were closed because of COVID-19. But industry experts say consumer prices are likely going to stay higher than they're used to. Plus, it will take months to work through a backlog of millions of pigs and cattle that have had nowhere to go for processing. As of last week, beef, pork, and poultry plants operating at over 95% of 2019 production levels. A report says that's up from 60% in April during the height of the plant closures and slowdowns. The steps companies took to protect workers from COVID-19 infections were necessary to keep plants running as smoothly as possible, but those steps will likely slow production somewhat and keep prices higher at the grocery store. Even if plants become more efficient and get back to full capacity, there's a typical lag of several weeks between the time wholesale prices drop and when consumers start to notice the change. Iowa State University livestock economist Lee Schultz says don't expect prices to fall in half just because the wholesale prices have declined as dramatically as we have seen. Other steps plants have taken to work through the backlog include more processing on Saturdays, as well as saving time by processing meat in larger cuts. Well, just a year ago, President Trump paid a visit to an ethanol plant in Council Bluffs, and the ethanol industry is now appealing to him directly to look into the EPA's implementation of the renewable fuel standard. Ethanol industry leaders held a telephone conference call and sent a letter directly to the president. The industry's impatience with Trump could hurt him in Iowa and other key ethanol-producing states, which could make this year's election even more interesting. In the last several months, industry groups have gone after the EPA when it came to mismanaging the RFS. Jeff Cooper, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuel Association, said ultimately the buck stops at the White House and they're appealing to the president to intervene. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here with you to share some more information on postponements and cancellations because of COVID-19. And I promise I'll not be talking about them anymore this week. But I've talked about World Dairy Expo, state fairs, county fairs, FFA conventions. But there's something else that happens in the month of June, June Dairy Month. And particularly in Wisconsin, Breakfast on the Farm. Some 60 breakfasts on the dairy farm were held last year, with most counties in Wisconsin having at least one. And it goes back to 1970 and to a 4-H club that held the first one as a project. The purpose was to invite city consumers to visit a local dairy farm, have a cooked on-site farm breakfast, talk to dairy farmers, learn about dairy farming, watch cows being milked and calves being fed. And for many years, crowds of 5,000 plus have been commonplace in counties located near urban centers, with most breakfasts drawing 2,000 to 3,000 eaters. In contrast to most farm-type gatherings, the breakfasts are most often sponsored and carried out by local dairy promotion committees composed of volunteers by the hundreds, with some financial and technical assistance from the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. But as for this year, my friend John Onken, who covers dairying in America's Dairyland, said he was aware of only one breakfast, Dane County, which is where Capital City, Madison. And that has been rescheduled from June 13th to August 1st at the Duane and Tina Hinchley Dairy near Cambridge, Wisconsin. So, according to John Onken, the people will have an opportunity to go to a dairy farm to enjoy a breakfast on the farm, and that is if we are able to move past the COVID-19 closing situation. On this dairy farm, people will have the opportunity to see a robotic milking machine where the cows walk into the milking machine area and they're milked without human beings. So it's too bad that many of those opportunities will not take place this year in America's Dairyland for the June Dairy Month celebration. And it is an opportunity at the many festivals that take place for various commodities throughout the year on farms throughout the country, because it gives consumers an opportunity to learn where their food comes from, and it gives them the opportunity to talk to the people who put in long days to milk those cows and feed them and take care of them so that they can produce the milk and the fine dairy products that all of us enjoy in various forms. So It's just one of the many things that we'll skip on this year, but let's hope we can have them again next year to continue the education opportunities that farmers have and the opportunity, particularly because I've gone to several of these. As a matter of fact, we had one of those on the dairy farm in Wisconsin where I grew up, long after I left the farm, but our farm was highlighted for a breakfast on the farm for June Dairy Month. So let's keep promoting our agricultural industries, whatever they are, and get out and learn more where your food is coming from. It doesn't just originate in the supermarket or the grocery store. There is a long supply chain to feed us better than any other people in the world. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
It only takes one hailstorm to destroy an entire season of work. Don't gamble when hail threatens the foundation of your income. Call Linda's insurance agency about crop hail policies through RCIS. Ask Linda Schmitz about two-hour binding. Help protect your investment in your farming operation this year. Call Linda's insurance agency in Marysville today for crop hail insurance. RCIS and Linda's Insurance Agency, standing with you, rain or shine. This entity is an equal opportunity provider. Coverage underwritten by Rural Community Insurance Company, Anoka, Minnesota.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Years of consolidation and tight profit margins are making dairy farmers think about switching to beef production. Here's what to consider on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Dairy farmers dealing with years of consolidation and tight profit margins may be thinking of switching to a beef operation. The most likely candidates are at the end of their career or discovering their dairy isn't competitive in the current environment and are looking for another way to make use of their farm. Joe Horner is an extension ag economist at the University of Missouri. He says typically you can run about the same number of beef cows on a farm as you can dairy cows, and there are many similarities in their care and use of resources. However, there are important differences as well.
The big one to start with is probably income. Gross income on a dairy cow is probably 6 times what it is on a beef cow producing feeder calves. Likewise, the labor requirement's about 6 times as much on a dairy that it is on a beef on a per cow basis. You're talking about 50 hours a cow versus 5 to 10 on a beef cow. In terms of number of heifers, we've typically got a 30% cull rate on dairy cows and maybe a 10% cull rate on beef cows.
Financially, in a beef operation, most of the wealth comes through land appreciation. The capital turnover is where Horner sees a big difference.
If you just take capital invested divided by gross income to get an idea of the number of years it takes to turn over your capital on a farm, on a good well-run confinement dairy, you're probably talking about 3 years to turn over your capital. And on a beef operation, on a cow-calf operation, depending on how land extensive that is, it's probably 10 to 15 years. It's a much slower business financially than a dairy operation.
The good news is you don't have to milk beef cows every morning and night, and it's easier to get away from the farm for a few days. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about switching from dairy to beef at agriculture.com.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, and for Sam Speck, I'm Andy Hoosier. We started off low today in the red, but we're seeing a lot of green pop up as we get closer to the end of the trading day today. for a Wednesday. Starting off with your soybeans, we see green across the board now. July soybeans up nicely, 7.5 up to 874.5. August soybeans are up 7.25 to 875.25, with September up 6 points to 873.5. Over in the soybean meal, we see July up 170 right now to 289.70, with August up 160 to 291.60. Soybean oil as well, July up now a quarter to 28.23, August up 23 cents to 28.41, and September up a quarter to 28.57. Still struggling a little bit with the wheat, but corn is up in the green now, 1.75 up to 330.75 for July. September is up 1 point to 335.25. On the wheat side, we still see some red. July down 6.25 to 489.75. September down 6.25 to 495.00. KC wheat still in the red as well. July down 6.5 to 431.75, with September down 6.5 to 440.5. Over in the livestock, we see mixed across the board here, as live cattle kind of keeps bouncing back and forth for the day. June live cattle down 17 cents to 96.15. August down 12 cents to 96.65. Feeder cattle, they are in the green right now. 3/4 up for August to 133.62. September's up 55 cents to 135.00. Lean hogs, they're still struggling in the red. 35 cents down for July to 49.30. And August is down 22 cents to 52.80. Over in some of the other markets right now, we are seeing the energy market mixed right now. Crude oil for July is down 19 cents to 38.19. Unleaded gas for July is up 4 pennies to 121. And heating oil is up just a hair to 118. The latest market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on a Wednesday.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you with special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6/120. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Black Squirrel City's Classic Country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.